Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love, Easter weekend 2009. I thought I would go through a little bit of the resurrection flame this weekend. I've got a presentation on the Great Race for Global Reboot. There's a little intro on the Cosmic Love webpage, and there are links there that you might find interesting. We're at that time of of evolution in Earth changes, you might say, political changes, planetary changes, where there was never a more valuable time for a vision of resurrection of all our social, political, and economic institutions. So I thought I'd give a little bit of an overview tonight regarding the subject, the Great Race for Global Reboot. And I had a little play with words here, the resurrection, resolution for a revelation, revolution. And I'm emphasizing the solution part of resolution and the evolution part of revolution. So that's kind of the theme with this Great Race concept, and you might find this interesting. This is the big race, you might say, for the business of evolution, the evolution of business, you might say, and who will decide the future of humanity. And what is the best model of public-private partnership for investing our extraordinary, unprecedented gifts and talents in a future that the family of man all wants? So this is a reality show, you might say, for our net reality. And I call it the Global Reboot Project because all the tools and processes are available to reboot, you might say, the mix of our social, political, and economic institutions in a heartbeat and a relative twinkling of an eye, as they say. And this is a way to bring some real drama to the process with three great races that global netizens, you know, worldwide internet citizens can all watch. So there's three races. Race number one, there would be a race with cars that run on water via super electrolysis, a water power demonstration. There's a link with that cars that run on water via super electrolysis. There's a link to more information on different cars that are in production in Japan, cars in the United States, other cars that are running on nothing but water. One demonstration car in Detroit was getting 400 miles per gallon of water, if you can imagine that. Anyway, it's the idea of this race is a demonstration of the power of water to fuel global energy independence and to restore clean air, pure water, and fertile land on Mother Earth. Race number two. This is part of the internet phenomena, and you might say it's the next big thing in the computer internet revolution, and it will be networks that culture social conscience, a demonstration of Web 3.0 cyber ethics. For those who are following the computer internet revolution, we're now seeing a lot of what's called Web 2.0, which are internet platforms like BBS Radio has to host multiple social networks, networking of hosts and speakers, and presentations that can be done off of a web server platform. That's Web 2.0. Well, Web 3.0 will make it possible for multiple interaction with 100 or 1,000 people at the same time without creating noise. And that may sound like an abstract, but it requires a universal law language interface, which is a function of the language of consciousness. And how that works for culturing social conscience in our social networks is the subject of that race. And there's a whole website that goes into that. You can click on it on the Cosmic Love website and go into that. You find that interesting, maybe? Race number three, databases that define holistic healing, a demonstration of informed choice healthcare. And this will demonstrate self-correcting database standards for the holistic analysis, prevention, and treatment of disease. So these three races, I'll be going into this and how they're we're planning to launch these races and how these races will work and imagine the popularity of this race show, you might call it, with people all over the world watching with live online video streams showing the race progress, as will provide clear solutions to core global problems with an economics of abundance based on clean, inexpensive energy, enlightened social conscience, and holistic healing standards. So let me go into this a little bit with the rules for these three simultaneous race events. And you can go into this in more depth and how this works, how the races are set up, how they'll be running simultaneously, who are the sponsors, the financing, etc. And I'll go into that a little bit now with general rules and specific rules. So the general common rules for all the three race events, the race will commence when at least three eligible teams for any of these three races are ready to go in agreement with the registration parameters. And I'll be going into these registration parameters. More of the common rules. This is a simultaneous race because the first three teams to go public, and this going public is explained in the media parameters following, but these first three teams to go public will have more people taking stock of their profit-sharing opportunity. And I'll go into that with the business parameters that follow. But first, the media parameters. Each team will utilize an open interactive system for public witnessing, you might say watching, with a social network website on the HARTCOM network that provides ongoing real-time reporting and discussion of the race progress. You might say this is a social network where people can watch and talk and basically exchange different types of information. And this is based on an open, innovative online community for those taking stock of race developments. Excuse me. Okay, so we have a model here for public awareness that whereby people will be able to culture and understanding or otherwise witness and determine the winners of these three races. In the case of race one, public witnessing will include video cams in the front, inside, and behind the water-powered race cars. These races will be across the country and be a certain course that they run. They've got to watch, of course, obey the speed limits, and there's gauges to monitor the speeds, and the recording of that will be uploaded over different wireless networks that are along the race course, and it's from one coast to the other. And like I say, there will be video cams at the front, on inside and behind these water-powered cars. Now you can click on that link on race one and learn more about how there's got to be two people in the car. Of course, they can drive straight through taking turns. They can stop whenever they want, but this is all witnessing to the effectiveness of water power. So there are several dimensions of this, and it goes into it, but the media parameters is that all these races will be monitored online, but in unique different ways. The other races don't have water cars, and they're a different kind of race, but they'll be monitored, and the system is interactive with the ability to vote, bet on, or otherwise invest in public offering, the public offering that's made by each race team. Not just by taking stock with your attention, but also with stock in their public-private partnership as defined by the business parameters. I want to go into that now, the business parameters, and how that works. So the evolution of businesses in the business parameters is ultimately the business of evolution along more enlightened lines of a 50-50 public-private win-win profit sharing. Now, each of at least three teams competing in the three races will register according to the terms of a 50-50 public-private partnership. The public's interest will be represented by the nonprofit HARTCOM network. Private interest will be represented by a newly formed corporation called Golden Rule Industries. Now, that's actually a name for a business concept that was developed by Napoleon Hill in a book he wrote called Grow Rich with Peace of Mind. Now, some of you may know that Napoleon Hill is the father of the, you might say, the success industries. And the classic in that genre that he wrote is called Think and Grow Rich. It's probably the most read success book in the world. And he's wrote quite a few other books, but this one book, Grow Rich with Peace of Mind, has a whole section about how he came up with this concept of a business called Golden Rule Industries and how that would be structured. So I go on to explain how 50% of original stock in this Golden Rule Industries will be voted to the participating teams. And it goes into, there's a link here on Race 2 where you can read about how this works. But the other 50% of the stock is to be held by a public common law trust with 100% of income committed to innovative application of the technology showcased in these three races. Trustees will be elected via state-of-the-art systems for real-time, mass-to-mass evaluation voting with a model that demonstrates social conscience in social networks as defined in race number two. Now, I'm going to go into these races, one, two, and three, here in a moment, but I'm just giving an overview of this concept now. So then you also have the education parameters. I've gone through the media parameters, the business parameters, and the education parameters is another key of orientation to the general rules for all three races. So in the education parameters, a crucial evaluation criteria is for defining the success of the winning teams in their model of meritocracy. What works best? This is the key criteria for who wins, not just how fast, you know, the race cars get from coast to coast, but the whole package of which, you might say, investment opportunity, which solution is the most viable in terms of production, in terms of numerous criteria, which I put in the general category of meritocracy, what works best. So each team will have web resources to demonstrate this, how their solution design for, and you know, the race that they're in, and the whole dimension of what they have and what they're racing with. And this is, of course, what people are voting on during the race on a real-time basis. And there's different ways they vote, and I'll go into that. But how they can demonstrate how their design solution is so elegant, attractive, and cool that the public will bet on, invest in. The open-source collaborative innovation network that each team utilizes to culture full spectrum public consensus regarding the integrity and utility of their unique public-private partnership. For example, in race three, the determination of which team wins will include the simplest to understand and easiest to use interface for accessing self-perfecting database standards for the holistic analysis, prevention, and treatment of disease. Not only for the informed choice that will optimize self-care as determines 95% of your health, but also on a higher level of informed choice through physician care of a more enlightened, non-invasive, and integrative holistic nature. So I'm going to go into now the specific rules for each of these individual races. As I mentioned, race one is water power, demonstrating the power of water to fuel energy independence and to restore clean air, pure water, and fertile land on Mother Earth. So race teams are to be selected by application, and selection process is to include at least three competing teams that will be held confidential until the water power race commences. Vehicles must have room for two drivers who will drive coast to coast on a selected route. Speed limits must be honored and gauges will be monitored with onboard black boxes that upload data at specified wireless locations. Determination of the winners will be self-evident from investor interest in the 50-50 partnership model for profit sharing between private interests and the public's interests. A big win-win that also considers each team's business model for one, simple conversion kits for existing cars, two, new clean power capabilities for energy independence, and three, licensing rights to manufacturers. So you see that how the people vote on this on an online basis has different criteria and different ways, different metrics for defining the winner on a participatory basis as people are watching. Better than another tax, in other words, carbon pollution tax that they're talking about implementing. I guess they've just passed laws on it for retrofitting existing polluting power systems. A public demonstration of clean power capabilities will make polluting systems obsolete. So the theme here is let the public decide which team solution is most practical and may the best team win. In the spirit of clean energy power to liberate Earth's life support systems from toxic petrochemical pollution. Race number two. And whereas race number one was water power, race number two is conscience power. And this again is demonstrating the benefits of Web 3.0 cyber ethics for culturing social conscience in our social networks. And I'll explain how this works. Race teams will be selected by application again, and the selection process is to include at least three competing teams that will be held confidential until the CyberEthics Web 3.0 race commences. Each social network team must provide a transparent, you might say an open interactive interface for navigating cyberspace with real-time mass-to-mass interaction capabilities that culture public consensus. This must include evaluation criteria that is centered and connected through a universal interface that frames an interactive cyber ethics standard. Now remember I mentioned that for to have a standard whereby 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 people could respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise requires a language of consciousness that it can be easily understood and implemented. And there's a link there. If you read this interactive cyber ethics standard, you can read an article, an in-depth article on what that will look like, how that will work, and the full implications of that for our individual and collective, you might say, conscience power. And how this will do this by culturing the language of consciousness at the heart of our social networks. You might say for higher mental, heart-wise conscience. And that link, if you read that, it goes into that, explains that. And this is ostensibly, this race will define the next big thing in the computer internet revolution after hardware, as in IBM, software as in Microsoft, netware as in Netscape, and we're calling it heartware, which is, you might say, an interactive interface for education of the heart. And how that does that, educating the heart and mind with higher mental heart-wise connection with biofeedback monitor over the heart, that has a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm to show when you're in the actual frequency of compassion, which is quite a breathtaking concept, and there's links included here to explain that. For people that are really looking where this computer internet phenomena is going, I think you'll find this interesting. So determination of the winners in this race number two will be self-evident, once again, from investor interest in the 50-50 partnership model. Well, there's a link on that, so you can read about this 50-50 partnership model in depth and how that works with different voting rights and how that is on four different levels and on a profit and a non-profit public and private win-win basis. And that's for people that are interested in the economics of this. The partnership model and this 50-50 partnership model in particular should find this interesting. So this profit sharing between private interests and public interests is a big win-win that also considers each team's business model for one, interface upgrade systems for existing computers, two, interface upgrade of Web 2.0 network platforms, and three, licensing rights to existing social networks. So accepting the premise that this race will bring attention to and big drama to the next big thing in the computer internet revolution, with an understanding of how we can culture social conscience in our social networks, education networks, medical networks, political, social, and economic networks, how we can do that, the vision alone, bringing big drama to this vision of how this works, can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. Of course, that's the idea of the big race. And you might say that what in this case with Web number 2, what we're defining with Web 3.0 cyber ethics is a way to culture social conscience to balance what war profiteering has done for social pathology. In other words, if we're going to heal core social, political, and economic institutions, we really need a way to begin earnestly culturing social conscience in all our social, political, and economic institutions. And this will bring big drama to the process. So the bottom line with Race 2 is let the public decide which team's solution is most practical. And may the best team win in the spirit of conscientious common sense for liberating humanity's social conscience in all of our social networks. So that's race one, race two. Now race three is healing power. Just like race one was water power and race two was conscience power in our social networks, we're talking about healing power in our healing networks, the healing community. Demonstrating self-correcting database standards for the holistic analysis, prevention, and treatment of disease. Now, healers out there should find this interesting, how this can work, bring big drama to holistic healing modalities, solutions, and standards for holistic health that insurance companies will be obliged to underwrite. You might say it will define health assurance standards, preventive health assurance standards as a solution to what's become an egregious health insurance industry that it just takes money out of the health direct healthcare system from provider to patient or client, and quite often usually doesn't cover holistic health in any regard. So the race teams in this case will be selected by application also, and selection process is to include at least three competing teams that will be held confidential until the holistic standards race commences. Each social team must provide a transparent, open, interactive interface for navigating a database through the first portal, it's like a window portal, regarding one's biological type. In other words, you come into the website and there's the first window you go into once you enter would be a window that asks your biological type, which is in terms of your blood type. Which corresponds to your metabolic type. And the second portal then, based on your blood type or your metabolic type, will provide four basic database gateways regarding one's symptom profiles in order of density, your physical symptoms, your emotional symptoms, mental symptoms, and your quantum energy, or you might say your spiritual symptoms, energetic symptoms. And those who have studied homeopathy know that that you can have symptoms in these four categories. And homeopathic remedies are, of course, working more on an energetic level, but they correspond to these four categories. So each database then will frame a symptom profile that matches one's current disease symptoms. And the information then will show what different modalities of treatment will most likely work best, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination of all the above. Some refer to it as complementary medicine or integrative medicine, but the idea here is that this results-oriented database will also be self-perfecting in the way that clients utilizing it can show their gratitude by sharing the results back to the database with simple reporting protocols. This is for whatever individual or combination of modalities or remedies are chosen and used. You can report back to the database regarding what was the results over a time period, and there's reporting protocols that can step you through what kind of results you got, you know, kind of a question-answer thing. They'll go back into the database. So this becomes then a self-correcting or self-perfecting database. As the database expands, it becomes more clear what's working best for your body type and your symptom profile. And whatever you choose, whatever you would choose to use, it's your choice. You have informed choice. It becomes self-evident as the database expands what's working best. So, besides this free public self-care database for informed choice regarding what works best, each team must also provide a model of physician care protocols for the holistic analysis, prevention, and treatment of disease. Now, this is to include a multidisciplinary system of advanced non-invasive diagnostic tools, that include digital iridology scans, dark field microscopy, hair and saliva analysis, and electroacupuncture energy field scans of the different meridian systems of the body. Now, I provided a link there on the website, Cosmic Love, on this multidisciplinary system, and specifically the electroacupuncture, or sometimes referred to as electrodiagnostic systems, that I've worked with for years, and I've seen the evolution and genesis of advanced systems now that are extraordinary in their ability to read the electrical circuitry and the energy field systems of the body. So the idea is that each of these analysis systems will be integrated into a database that will once again be cross-referenced to provide clients with informed choice regarding what holistic combination of lifestyle and treatment modalities are most likely to work best. So each team must thereby provide a website database model that windows into free self-care services, and also provide a professional care service model with the same database navigation format and results-based parameters for user-friendly determination of what works best on an informed choice basis. In other words, this is both a self-care system and a physician care system. A determination of the winners will be self-evident from investor interest in the 50-50 partnership model for profit sharing between private interests and the public's interest. Again, a big win-win that also considers each team's business plan for licensing the advanced physician database to healthcare practitioners who are certified in the use of these diagnostic tools that I mentioned before, and the use of these informed choice protocols that will distinguish this service, which I refer to as Ultramedics ultra, like as in beyond medicine or medicine as we know it, ultramedic services as a definitive standard for holistic health assurance policies as a self-insured PPO, which is the preferred provider organization. Now, I've been in the health care field for many years. I know I've actually been in trainings on these PPOs, preferred provider organizations, and how to structure all this. And it is a very practical way to link up healthcare providers in local networks. So again, you have those who are certified in the use of these advanced non-invasive diagnostic techniques, and they're certified in the use of this system of informed choice, whereby they're not prescribing and telling people what to do. They're making it very self-evident from the diagnostic tools what is indicated to work best, so you can make an informed choice. The doctor may say, you know, what I would do is this, but, you know, it's your choice. In other words, it really puts people, gives them the power back to make the power of choice, informed choice, on both the self-care level and a physician care level. And this is very empowering to the people becoming more active participants in their self-care, which is 95% at least of their healthcare is what they do for themselves. And then if they do get to the point where the self-care database or analysis indicates that, you know, this really is a serious enough problem that it warrants, you know, advanced diagnostics on this, then the physician care model would be available with a local network and local organization called the Preferred Provider Organization of, again, homeopaths, naturopaths, chiropractors, allopaths, acupuncturists, different Reiki, whatever, Body Works, massotherapy, whatever is indicated that you choose to do, whether you believe the database or not, whatever you choose to do and whatever results you get when it's entered back into the database, as the database expands, obviously it becomes a self-perfecting or self-correcting database that becomes more clear what's working best for each individual's body type, blood type, and unique diagnostic, you know, whether it's on a self-care level with symptom profiles or on an advanced diagnostic level with on a physician care level, it becomes self-evident or otherwise more clear as the system develops what's working best. So this is vision of healing, you might say, the healthcare industry. And developing a model of new standards for a new health assurance industry that will build health and prevent disease rather than just simply treating people when they break down. So, bottom line here is ultramedics, this concept of beyond medicine, or ultramedics, like a medic, like medics will do for preventive health care what paramedics do for crisis medicine. So, with this race, let the public decide which team's solution is most practical, and may the best team win in the spirit of definitive, self-perfecting database standards for the analysis, prevention, and treatment of disease. So we might find this interesting. If any of you would like to call in at this time, we'd like to welcome your calls, any questions you might have, how it works. Otherwise, I'll go ahead. The bottom line of this concept is that an individual or all connected global civilization in general can rise no higher than the culture it cultures. And to the extent that we shape our culture with life-supporting systems and institutions, those cultural constructs for the abundant life, the abundant light, the abundant love will shape us. We shape our environment, and our environment shapes us. What goes around comes around. We get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. And that's the bottom line. So the great race brings great drama to three races for water power, for conscience power, for healing power. And the bottom line is that there's a way to do this. There's a way to have this race. And I'm seeking sponsors and getting the word out now with press releases. And we'll do perhaps some follow-up shows on this. And I might mention that President Obama has recently been promoting the idea of public-private partnerships for solutions to our social, political, and economic problems. So what you can do, if you'd like to get involved at this stage, is let him know that you want him to announce the great race for global reboot in a press conference. Send him a link to the article that's on the Cosmic Law website. And basically just network out this concept of how this will work, how this will culture social conscience in our social networks, how it will clean up the environment with pure water power, with no toxic petrochemicals in our air, water, and food, and, you know, basically just cleaning up our global village. And tell Obama that, you know, let's announce this great race for global reboot in a press conference. I mean, you know, think big. I mean, someone's got to do it. So looking for activists, basically, that can see how this would make a difference, if not the difference, in global reboot. And I encourage your participation, Obama's participation, global participation, in these race teams from all countries in our global village. And you might say the best answer to what change we all need is public participation in a race of pure intention that focuses our collective attention on real solutions. And having a big drama, great race to bring it to everyone's attention how this works. I mean, if President Obama can go on Jay Leno's comedy show to make light of our problems, perhaps he can find it in his heart to focus the light of social conscience on solutions that represent the resurrection of the revolutionary spirit that gave birth to America. And now in our global village, it's the same situation. We're kind of at the same point in our global village as U.S. founders were with the great experiment in representative government. And what we need is a new currency of conscience that finishes globally what U.S. founders began locally, rebooting the crash and clash of, you might say, the conflict of interests that have been causing paradigm paralysis in our all-connected consciousness core institutions and world at large. And this, as everyone knows that the reason we're not having definitive solutions is because some of the most powerful special interests in the world have a vested interest in keeping informed choice from the people rather than of by and for the people. So it's not just informed choice, it's water power, it's holistic health, it's vision of virtue for the victory of wholeness and healing in our global village. So that's the end of the news release, basically. Oh, I was going to mention that the greatest power that humanity has always been the power to make a choice. In this case, informed choices with social networks that are airing this great race, reporting it, documenting it, creating conversations regarding it, voting on it, taking stock in it, etc. And for the purpose of the upward mobile evolutionary ascent of our individual and collective conscience and our core institutions, the evolution of our core institutions. So imagine how this contest of, by, and for self-evident benefit to the family of man will make the great race for global reboot the best reality show going. So I guess that would be the end of the news release. Now, there's different concepts here that may be new to some of you. I've tried to provide, and there are, like I said, links on the website that go more into detail of what this looks like and how it works, not just race one with water cars that are already running on water, cars that are in production in Japan. Genetech is one of the companies. They've got production cars. I mean, you know, when you run out of fuel, you just take your water bottle and pour it in the fuel tank and get another 50 or 100 miles. So this is not far-out technology. There are several examples on the website with this concept of super electrolysis and how this works. And I thought it would be interesting to make this available, these links, the concepts, bring a little drama to it with making the concept a race. And if you go to the race one, you know, cars that went on super electrolysis, you'll read about super efficient electrolysis, how water can be broken into hydrogen and oxygen using electricity, and how the new technology with super electrolysis is that frequencies are generated. Certain frequencies create molecular resonance, and when the molecular resonant frequency of the water molecule is generated, it collapses into the water molecule will then break down or otherwise collapse into hydrogen and oxygen with very little electrical input. So it's not the conventional electrolysis that takes a huge amount of electricity. When the right frequency, the right resonant molecular frequency of water is reached with very little electrical input, then the hydrogen and oxygen can be separated. And, of course, hydrogen and oxygen then burn and can provide fuel for engines, as in your car or power plants or rocket ships, whatever. For the cost of water, so you can look at these water cars, 100% water cars that have been unveiled in Japan. There's videos on that. There's actually several videos. One of my favorites is this car that's getting 100 miles on 4 ounces of water, or 400 miles on a gallon of water. Pretty amazing stuff. And very informative videos that demonstrate that. So, you know, that's what you're looking at with super electrolysis and race one, and bring some drama to that solution to energy independence. I mean, how many people know that the energy department was created, what was it, 1987? For the purpose of energy independence. I think it was during the first oil embargo in the Middle East. But that's why the Department of Energy was created, and they're getting, what is it, $100 billion a year to run this super bureaucracy for the purpose of energy independence? And we got water fuel, you know, that could, you know, do that now? I mean, you know, it's called get with the program. So, you know, a little drama here would be good. That's race one. Race two, networks of culture, social conscience. I mean, if you look at the concept of this race and what's going on, creating the race for Web 3.0 cyber ethics standards and the value of it, the implications of having direct communication networks, social networks, whereby 100 or 1,000, a million people could be on a social network at the same time, interacting in the way that involves and evolves our individual and collective conscience of highlights in a program and how this works. And you can read the links on that, how this works. It's kind of like the idea of information psychology, how you can recycle general knowledge to generate specific wisdom. That concept of the ecology or the recycling aspect, how people can originate programs and evaluate programs, and how you can have numerous people then watching a program that has been like a YouTube video that's been originated. And while you're watching it, by using an alphanumeric keyboard on the right side of your computer, keypad. There's a number keypad, and three numbers in sequence correspond to the language of consciousness. There's links that go into this and explain this and how this will work to basically bring consciousness to any point of a program whereby the context and meaning of the program at that time. Anyway, look at the link. We'll go into this. Through the links, we'll explain it, and I look forward to following up with you in another show. So that's a wrap. Look forward to talking with you here in a couple weeks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I've enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.